Proclamation number 5184 of 6th of August, 1951. Awakening the spiritual spark in man, love. The divine spark in the human being has no igniting power as long as it rests in a heart that is cold with love. For it is only the warmth of love that awakens it to life. It is, as it were, ignited by love. Thus only a person who is active in love can awaken this spark in himself. And thus it is also understandable that in the last time before the end, in which people are already standing, there are only few spirit-awakened people, because only little love is practiced and thus the human being remains without life, even though he still dwells on earth. For to live means to be active through the impetus of the spiritual spark in the human being, and always in accordance with God's will, because the spiritual spark in the human being is in contact with the Father Spirit from eternity and thus will only present to the human being what is truly truth, thus also corresponds to God's will. But once the spiritual spark has awakened in the human being, it constantly drives him towards the aim. For the spark, once it flares up into a flame, can no longer go out because God Himself now feeds the flame and something purely divine, once it has become effective, can never sink back into the state of death because the connection with the Father Spirit was established when the spiritual spark awakened to life. This bond is no longer dissolved but becomes ever firmer and more intimate through the love to which the Divine Spirit constantly impels. The awakening to spiritual life is the most important thing in earthly life, for then a change occurs. The path which was previously flat or led into the abyss now goes upwards to the height and leads towards the most glorious aim. But it is a long way to perfection, because first the dross around the soul has to be dissolved before the spiritual spark can be so effective that it is recognized without doubt as God's emanation. The spiritual rebirth has therefore certainly taken place as soon as the spiritual spark awoke to life, but now it first has to unite with the soul until it completely hands itself over to divine guidance, thus eagerly seeks to fulfill God's will. Thus the human being now leads a second life next to the earthly life. And this is the soul's actual life, which only comes to full development in the spiritual kingdom and signifies undreamt of activity. The activity of a perfected soul in the kingdom of light will always be an insertion into divine will, which is constantly revealed to the soul through the spirit. Spirit and soul have then become one and stand in indissoluble connection with God, the Father Spirit from eternity. This is then eternal life, for an enormous field of activity now lies before such a soul, yet since it is now filled with light and strength because its spirit is constantly fed by the Father Spirit, its activity is indescribably blissful, for it feels united with the one whom it loves and works and creates for him by seeking to lead everything to him which is still distant from God. A soul which has entered eternal life will lose all weakness. It will be in the original state again where it was able to create at and shape without restriction because it has become as perfect again as it once was when it came forth from God. Amen.